As Here and Now listeners know, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, will go pretty much anywhere in search of good food. In Los Angeles, that means pretty much every street corner, but it is a sprawling city. So Kathy took a walking tour, a tour of the Los Angeles food scene. Kathy, this sounds incredible. Can anybody do this?
Oh, yeah. This tour is open to anybody, and it is a really great way to slow down and see L.A. Walking is definitely not what comes to mind. I mean, L.A. is drive, 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 traffic, traffic, but it was terrific. We met our guide from Culinary Backstreet's L.A. food tours. We met him in Chinatown.
Okay, Chinatown. Position us, you know, in L.A. and tell us what you found.
Well, Chinatown is not that far from downtown, and we went from Chinatown to Olvera Street, which is a commercial hub for LA's Mexican community, and then on to Little Tokyo.
By the way, how many miles do you think you clocked?
We walked a little bit over 5 miles, but luckily we burned off a lot of the foods that we ate.
Okay, well, first of all, your overall impressions.
It's so fascinating how cultures collide. You'll be walking through Chinatown, but within 5 minutes, you're walking past a Vietnamese sandwich shop, then you're by a Filipino wine bar, California burger joint, a French cafe. You get the idea.
Yeah.
But one of the things we noticed when we were in Chinatown, despite the number of fabulous restaurants, is that there were no supermarkets.
You know, we've done stories about food deserts, you know, these areas that have no supermarkets. So how is that community dealing with that?
Here's what our guide, Ulysses Salcido, had to say.
That's where we have street vendor shine, because that's where community gets their food. If they need fresh fruits, veggies, they get it from street vendors. You're not going to Whole Foods. They're not here. And so what does the community do? They rely on each other.
That was really interesting to me, this idea of, you know, community in a big, massive city. And what he's really speaking to is that LA has this huge economic division. There's some of the most glamorous neighborhoods up in the hillsides, but it's also a city with a crippling unhoused population. And the thing about a walking tour is that even though it's focused on food, it's a great way to learn and experience so many aspects of this city.
Okay. And so what were some other things about LA that you might not see if you're just, you know, on the coast at the beach?
We walked by the Bruce Lee statue where so many movies has been filmed. We went down Olvera Street where many immigrants actually buy their tortilla presses. You can eat homemade taquitos, listen to live Mexican music. And then we walked into Little Tokyo where Ulysses introduced us to one of the city's oldest shops, Fagetsu Do Bakery, where the same family has been making mochi since 1903.
Remind us, mochi?
Mochi, oh, mochi is a small round cake. It's made from glutinous rice. It's pounded with this large wooden mallet. And the mochi looks like jeweled cakes. We tasted strawberry and white bean paste, orange, lemon. I was never a big fan of mochi until I tasted these soft, almost creamy little cakes.
Well, probably made by hands that have made them for generations, you know, and that's the difference.
Exactly.
Other memorable moments.
One big surprise was finding a vegan bakery in Marquis Plaza in Chinatown called Baker's Bench. I spoke with owner baker Jennifer Yee, who explained that a vegan bakery actually makes sense in that location.
We have a mainly Asian demographic in Chinatown, and a lot of us are lactose intolerant.
What's your best seller?
The black sesame cookie, our chocolate croissants, and our plain croissants.
Her flaky, buttery furikake croissant, a plain croissant sprinkled with sesame seeds, seaweed, and soy sauce, really won us over. It was like a really good French croissant. It was almost impossible to believe there weren't layer after layer of butter in there. She's really nailed this vegan croissant.
Any other recommendations? Because, you know, our listeners in Los Angeles might be taking
notes.
Oh,
so many, so many. I had incredible fish tacos at a place called the Angry Egret. At Katsu Sando, we had this fabulous chicken katsu sandwich and an egg salad on milk bread. And then we ended up at Grand Central Market, one of the city's most popular food halls. And right in front of South Broadway Market entrance, we noticed a banner with a photo of Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize winning food critic for the LA Times, who passed away in 2018. And he had such a huge impact on helping people discover the real food of LA. And we ended with a massive donut from Donut Man filled with California strawberries. Lots of calories, lots of fun, and a really great way to learn about the city.
I love Donut Man. And so it sounds like, Kathy, I mean, when we think of L.A., we're not thinking food. We're thinking Hollywood sign and downtown businesses. You're saying think of food.
Oh, very much think of food. I mean, I love New York. I love New Orleans. But I think L.A. might be one of the most interesting food cities in the country. And this walking tour only increased that feeling. It's just fabulous.
Wow. A gauntlet has been thrown down. But again, who'd you go with? What do they do?
We went with Culinary Backstreets, and they do several tours of different neighborhoods in LA, and it's a great way to explore.
Kathy Gunst, Let Loose on the Streets of LA. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.